How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Today, doctors at the Federal Communicable Disease Center acknowledge the flu vaccine and the recommended dosage is ineffective. While in a larger dose, it can be harmful. However, the flu vaccine is still recommended for old people and the chronically ill.
Right here, they just admit that the government continues to push and propagate vaccines, tell you you have to take them, you should take them, you're a bad person if you don't. Even though they admit that these vaccines are ineffective, they admit that they suppressed reports from scientists who found that they were ineffective. They wouldn't publish these studies for over a decade.
Last month, a Senate subcommittee headed by Abraham Ribicoff charged that the federal government wasn't doing a good enough job of informing the public about ineffective vaccines.
Scientists at the Division of Biologic Standards test vaccines for their potency and safety before licensing them for public use. However, the division does not determine the effectiveness of the vaccine. That is left to the manufacturers. A case in point is the influenza vaccine. Four scientists in charge of work on the flu vaccine during the 1960s found it to be ineffective, said they refused to give it to their own families. Two were transferred to other work, a third left the division. And over the entire 10-year period, not one word of their unfavorable findings was allowed to be published.
And
hi there. Happy Friday to you. Hi, Uncle Milty, joining me on a Friday.
Hello.
You doing good?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing great.
There was just so much news you had to come in.
Yeah, that was it.
We are inundated right now. And inundated with propaganda. We're inundated with news. We're inundated with information. We're inundated with fakery, forgery, you name it. It's coming. It's here.
Yep.
Which fakery, forgery do we start with today?
I don't know. You pick.
Okay. I do want to pick, actually. Okay. So I love the rebuke emails I get. They're sometimes popular.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you say that my two relatives died of a fake COVID when they died of COVID? How dare you? One of the loons that wears a mask. So I'm like, okay. First of all, two relatives, like you just said. What do you have to say about what if you got this email? What would the first thing you would say?
The first thing I would say is that one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not bear false witness.
You liar.
Well, I mean,
that the odds against that are astronomical.
Yeah. The CDC already admitted that only 6% of the cases reported. Okay. And I don't even believe that. But they actually had to admit this in their documentation. I mean, they had to admit something. So they went for the 6%. So 6% of all cases reported in deaths are, they say, actually COVID.
Right.
So the odds of you being one of those people in the course of a year, very, very low. Okay.
Yep.
Because the other 94% is heart attack, diabetes, other conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we've said this on the show so many times that I even hate repeating it.
Yes.
But I have to say this because the news headline today was the fact that the UK... I have to laugh when I... They're so desperate, you guys, for you to get this vaccine in you. They're willing to lie and say whatever they can. They said the new UK variation is here. The new fast spreading, overly contagious, super duper scary, crazy scary UK variant is here. How, because of how many cases over the course of a year?
63 they've found.
Oh.
So they, how do they know how?
Well, it's super, super duper contagious though.
Yeah, 63.
You guys, I don't even know how many ways to Sunday we could be lied to, but this takes the cake. The new UK scary, scary, scary variation. Come on. So in today's show, there's a few things I want to note on this, but I also want to talk about Chris Stewart and the county commissioners selling you land given to the government as a good thing because they love the Mojave turtle. they really want to step it up. And so they come out with this big marketing scheme to get you to buy that. It's really wonderful. And then the county commissioners are, gosh, pathetic. And we'll sell this to you is the most wonderful idea. I also want to talk about John Sullivan from Utah being arrested for going. So anytime you hear somebody go, like the FBI guy that called me a liar because I said Antifa was dressed up as Trump supporters like they promised they would be. John Sullivan is one of those guys, was arrested. He was boasting on CNN that he did dress up like a Trump supporter and was in charge of inciting violence there. Him, you know, he and his brother, I guess, have been involved in lots of little excursions like this. I want to talk about Parler. In the next hour, I have Harold Zeeker coming on to explain more about what happened in East Germany is a very important lesson for us today. And I'm all about lessons. I want to know what we can do. I know you want to know what we can do. So we'll talk to him in more detail since we didn't have a ton of time with him on Wednesday. And then Joel Skousen is going to come with the, here is what the disinformation is on all the rumors you're hearing. And here is the real information. And it's very explosive. So in the last hour, we're going to go through that. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm trying. I try to get there as quick as I can. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I share your frustration.
Yeah, I'm a little done. I mean, I can't wait for the third, fourth, and fifth variants when they can't get enough people buying into this because they're not seeing death around them. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm running into problems even this morning trying to get across to people that what we saw there wasn't a full-blown riot in D.C.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it powerful? Don't you remember the 9/11 movie? This always pops into my head. The movie that tried to out the 9/11 narrative, and it said, the guy goes, they'll believe anything we tell them, even what they see in front of their face. They will deny it and only believe what we tell them to believe. And it just keeps that guy just keeps in my head. You know, I keep hearing him in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. And on the COVID issue, my question back to this person would be, how do you know? The only way you know that anybody had COVID is what they told you.
Exactly. And so these people, and I don't fault them for it. I'm not trying to make fun of them because they believe the medical personnel when they lie to them and say that it was COVID.
Yep.
And most people would not deny what the doctor says. It's just that the doctor's instructed to go ahead and put that as the number one cause of death. And so people are walking out going, see, there's my proof. My loved one died of COVID. And I hate to say it because it sounds mean, but it's like, did he or she really die of COVID? How do you really know that? You don't.
That's right. All you have is what they told you, and that is it.
Yep.
And this goes back to the whole problem here that we're facing on all counts. And that what has me gravely concerned with all this stuff is exactly what your guest is going to talk about in the next hour. We are headed so doggone fast toward a Nazi Germany-style country, it's not even funny.
I know, and we're not waking up fast enough to it. And we keep thinking that the day is going to be saved and we're going to be okay. No, we're not. They have so many ways. In fact, because they have the House and the Senate, I'm not even talking about the presidency, the House and the Senate, they will try to get everything across. In fact, a guy sent to me an exercise that his kid was just given in school. And this exercise was very, very interesting because it was talking about, it was trying to sell the kid on some propaganda. And when I looked at this, I mean, you should have seen my face. This test was very, very interesting. It said, which of the following is a health risk behavior? Number one, wearing a seatbelt. Number two, using sunscreen. Number three, getting plenty of rest. Or D, carrying a weapon.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's the other thing that's so bad with all this, guys, is they are actually going around trying to teach children that they're guilty of spreading this to their parents or their grandmothers if they don't wear masks and that.
I know. I mean,
at one time, if you would have done this to a child, welfare would have been all over you like stink on manure.
Yes, your children would have been taken from you. And here's another one. This was another question on the test. This was just given, I think, yesterday or the day before. Here we go. A reliable source of information on the internet would be A, a site that advertises the products of a prescription drug, B, a chat forum to which anyone can post. Of course, they have to say that. And C, a site run by the Centers of Disease Control and a site that claims to have information about a miracle cure. And the kids are directed to go for the Centers for Disease Control as if they haven't been plagued with fraud since their inception and have been in the news, in and out of the news, for all the lies they've told for years.
Well, let me leave you with a funny one.
Okay.
Somewhat funny. It wouldn't be, I mean, it's
pathetically funny?
Let me put this way. Okay. Yeah, it's funny, but it's sad.
Yeah.
Up in Canada, a couple got in trouble with the Canadian police because they apparently have a law up there where if you walk your dog on a leash, that's the only way you can get out of the house to go for a walk. Okay? So a woman decided to take her husband on a leash for a walk. Look that up. See if you can find it somewhere. I've got it, but I mean, I can send it to you if you can't find it.
Oh, I have Saturday plans for my husband. He's going to be on the leash. Thank you.
That's all I got, guys.
Thanks. My husband doesn't realize what he'll be doing tomorrow. You know what? Let me say this. UK variant, okay? This was the scary news today. These people with a straight face, bold-faced lies. Medical personnel out there that are going to stand behind this new UK variant, shame on you. Shame on you. Because by now you have to know. I'm sorry. You can't have a killer contagious disease and me still walking around healthy, healthy, healthy. Because you know why? I haven't worn a mask. This is not a dangerous, contagious plague. Knock it off. You guys, medical personnel, I've so lost respect. I just wanted to remind everybody they get $94,000 for every positive case. I wonder if they get more if it's the UK scary, scary variant. I don't know. Also, I just wanted to say that they also cited that California and Colorado are giving us this special brand of the scary, scary, super duper virus. So maybe only Democrats spread it. I'm wondering, is this why they think they're having a problem with 63 cases? I don't know. I would say Democrats, you're probably the ones spreading it.
Why aren't people protesting outside of doctor's offices?
I don't know.
Until they're willing to give up the truth, we have
a
problem.
Right. If they were honest and were telling you the truth and not lying to help their position and the money coming in, we would not be here right now. We would not be in this situation, I promise you, and nobody would be wearing a flipping mask.
Nope.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. You guys remember this music? Where does this... I'll give you one of these chips right here. I don't have anything else. If you can tell me where this music's coming from.
D5W, transport immediately.
The show Emergency! Exclamation mark. Emergency. I love the show. Johnny Gage, Roy DeSoto, Saving the World, and Chet Kelly, the fireman with the mustache that never quit. I love these guys. Who was the nurse? Oh, I can't remember who the nurse was. Anyway, so there's a reason I'm playing that. I'll get to that in just a second. Make sure that Dixie McCall, that was her name, and Kelly Brackett. Okay, there's a reason I'm playing it. Okay, Dr. Diet, if you're wanting to kill the weight, lose the weight. You'll feel better. Your health will naturally be better when you're not so overweight. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet to do that because they are awesome. And 628 Diet is the phone number. I love these guys. And they have everything in their arsenal. If you mention the name Kate, you get free gifts. I love that. K-A-T-E. Just mention my first name. Also, Dr. Diet Wellness Center on Facebook. They have specials all the time. This is totally affordable, doable. Anyone can do this. But I'll tell you what, it'll make the difference in you trying to do it on your own, because you know it's not going to work. Or trying to, you know, just going and getting some help and getting it done. And then getting all the ways that they have to help you to keep it off. See, that's different, right? So B12 shots and all kinds of different things that you can get that will actually really help you. Make sure you're doing that. It's awesome. And also ABC, Auto Body Central. If you're in an accident, go ahead and go over there. Get your car done by them. They are amazing. Your vehicle will look perfect. It'll be done quick. They are fantastic. They'll work with your insurance company. Nobody's better than ABC. And I really love these guys, because after having all these teenagers I've had, let me tell you, I've used them a time or two. ABC, Auto Body Central. Okay. So I... Emergency. You know what I love? Let me just tell you what I love. I love when Governor Globalist loves emergencies so much that he has a crystal ball and he is willing to say there's going to be an emergency because he read somewhere a leftist put out that everyone's going to go storm the Capitol in Utah. So this guy, Governor Globalist, puts out this emergency for the money. Let's face it, it's for the cash. But he puts it out there as if he's somehow, or they are all in danger there. I hate to tell him, but with over 600 events where patriots came together, and I'm talking, that's just the national ones that Trump put on. If we were to go to Utah events where people like you and I came together to ask questions peacefully and to talk peacefully, never been a hint of anything violent, you're afraid of us, Governor Globalist? Really? And on top of that, who's the threat, the actual guy that got arrested, the guy from Antifa, Utah? So why didn't he just put that he's afraid of him? But no, he declared the state in a state of emergency over this because he's that afraid. He's so wussy. He's that afraid of people that hold a flag like you and I, and like our Constitution. They have now demonized us so badly that Governor Globalist is in on this demonization in a red state where he's clearly a progressive liberal, and he's asking you to believe that the patriot next door is the one you should worry about. So he feeds the narrative.
Yep.
Oh, he's just so gross to me. I just cannot even handle talking about him. He's horrific. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the worst part of them shutting down access to citizens is that they're still allowing the lobbyists to have access to the legislature.
Amen. What a fantastic point. You're so right. They're not afraid of the people that are actually doing us harm. Nope, they're afraid of you and I, citizen. The one that's showed up and have marched peacefully and have driven around in our cars with flags on them or whatever the case may be, they're afraid of us, and the demonization is out of control.
But we don't pay them, you know, for extras, for perks.
You're right. So you're right.
The Capitol's shut down for us.
You're right. There's no money in that. And I actually, don't you feel, caller, that this will be the new theme? They're so afraid of us seeing what they're doing because they tried to have so many special sessions that we could never see what they were doing. And now they're afraid of the ones that are public. And so now they're going to forever make these events that the public will not be part of, right?
Absolutely. You know, take advantage of the situation. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yep, because we'll be on UK variant number 25, and they'll still be claiming that if it's not the violent, American-loving person on the right, it's going to be the UK variant 25 that's our biggest fear, right?
Right. Who knows if we'll ever get away from masks and be able to have a public gathering again.
Yeah. Oh, man. No caucuses. No nothing. It's all gone. And I'm sad. I mean, it's horrific what they're doing to the state. So I so appreciate your call. Thank you so much. What a great point about the lobbyists. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, for the first time since this happened, I'm actually afraid.
You're afraid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hit home. here just the other day when a relative died. And she died of COVID. And
right.
So the edict was put out here where I live that nobody comes down to the house without a mask.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's right on my doorstep.
And you know what's sad is that you're a puppy kicker if you bring up the truth. And this is what they do. This is how they do disinformation and really kind of put people in a corner is if I say anything like, well, the WHO said that asymptomatic people are not, they can't give you something. And by the way, the CDC admitted only 6%, but I believe it's probably zero. 6% are the only cases of COVID out of the whole entire lot of them. Then I'm the puppy kicker.
And beyond that, I made known back in January that I had had COVID.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so, you know, it doesn't matter. It
right.
doesn't matter. I'm still a plague carrier.
Yep.
Well, you're a pariah. I mean, you have...
Well, and that's the thing is, that's exactly what I'm going to become is a pariah.
Yeah. Yep.
And it very well could end up me being homeless because of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have no power.
Right.
And that's what bothers me.
You're
is,
right.
is how do we change such a huge lie when we have no recourse to ask for help
mm-hmm.
from people who represent us?
I agree with you. Thank
because
you.
Because their whole existence is so based on lies
mm-hmm.
that all they're going to do is protect lie after lie after lie after lie.
Yep. You're right. And the lies are so, well, they're sold so well, I should say. They are sold so well that it is very, very hard. Yes. And by so many. So when the health, what we were saying, we went to break is because the health community jumped on board and would, and many of them would not call it out. Now I do say thank you to those that did because they really did risk, they're risking their career to do so. But when the medical community in whole didn't come out and go, that's a bunch of bunk. I can't believe they're selling you guys on a year long plague.
They did. There were thousands and thousands of medical professionals.
Yes, you're right.
And said mm-hmm. something's wrong here, and what happened to them right off the bat is they were canceled.
Yes, we had even the frontline doctors went and tried to say it. I mean, we've had 85,000 medical personnel all over Europe try
exactly.
to sue. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the words. And yes, do you feel like a pariah? You might. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Just a little bit for people who don't think history is repeating itself. I
mm-hmm.
seem to remember a guy named King George III around 1770s in the mid area right there that kind of pushed the citizenry to form a new country.
Yeah.
Don't you think that perhaps we're facing the same thing with the new King George in Washington and up in Salt Lake City forcing us into these same actions?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, then that was simple.
Yeah, see how easy? Thank you for that. Great point. I really thank you because that is part of the discussion today.
Yeah.
No, this is the problem too, is that now if you even start to talk about that, then you're on a list somewhere, somehow. Just like you would have been back then.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up against always the same battle. But I also want to say this, they have weaknesses. Or sovereign nations and people in volume wouldn't scare them. They wouldn't be so desperate right now. You know, a big declassify file list came out. Very interesting. And remember we said, it'll be interesting to see if he declassifies anything on his way out. And he did. There's so many files today to look at. It's really cool. You should go in there and look at it because it proves a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about on the air, that guests have talked about, that Trump talked about, a lot. And I'll put the list up on the Kate Daly Show page as long as we can keep it up there. And I'll try to get it on the website. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle
Mosey.
How are you?
Hi. Go right ahead. You have about a minute.
Okay, I just wanted to remind everybody that when, you know, you look back at history with Nazi Germany,
uh-huh.
the Nazi Party did not win with a majority. They only won with 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, what happened right after they got in? They used their brown shirts to intimidate. They censored everything. They passed out radios that only had a specific channel.
Right.
You could only hear what they wanted you to hear. So if people are that blind that they cannot see history repeating itself,
mm-hmm.
then I don't know how to help them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
we need to make sure that our cities know, have a good sheriff, have good commissioners, that we can say when it comes down to it, if you're not going to abide, federal government, by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, we do not need to follow any of your laws.
Yeah.
And we have a sovereign state or a sovereign community.
Amen, sister. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. You're right. We must learn.
But, you know, that will only happen when, you know, people are confronted with something that's really important, like mm-hmm. wearing masks.
So true.
They can't even refuse to wear a mask.
I know.
Come on.
And I look around and all I think is you're a zombie. You're so focused on being the good citizen that you can't even see what you're doing. You can't even see it. And you wear it like a badge of honor. Look at me. I'm a good citizen. I'm not spreading anything.
That's it.
Guess what, honey? You were never gonna spread anything. You can't spread anything you don't have. And I'm pretty certain that unless you had mucus coming out of your face and a fever, you probably would have stayed home. So I know you're probably pretty healthy walking around that mini mart. So take off the mask. You have an immune system. I swear, I feel like we're walking around with zombies. But I have to say this, on Monday, I'm going to share with you Anthony Patches, because he was on the show for CERN. He actually shared an interview back in 2014 that was so intriguing because he completely nailed what we're dealing with right now.
Hmm.
And I mean in detail. It was so scary detail that I thought, wow, this guy knew exactly what they were going to try to sell in that vaccine. And it explains what that caller was just talking about. How could people be this idiotic? Well, there's a reason, actually. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
All at once, somebody heard of red-eyed cows and saw flying through the ragged brush. Cloudy draw.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the skies. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry.
That was one of the first songs I learned on guitar, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, still to this day, I can still play that. Ghost Riders in the Sky, yep. I love that. I like a lot of weirder, older, not that that's weird, but just older music that probably a lot, even in my generation, don't know that's there. I love that. And I loved both of them singing it, of course. Little Johnny Cash for you too, joining in to the Highwaymen performing. All right, welcome back. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. And let me just tell you, the Bullfrog Spa, when I was in it last night, so you get to hear the tales of Kate in the hot tub every night. How lucky for you. But let me just say, it was really nice. And the weather was awesome. And so I was just thinking to myself, oh my gosh, in like two more months, we're headed into spring. Like in about a month and a half, we're going into spring already.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I mean,
that warm weather will kill the COVID.
It didn't last year. Do you remember the heat of the summer when they said that it couldn't kill the COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. We believe that? Are we that dumb? Anyway, so I just wanted to say, get over to Tropical Pool and Spa, get a swim spa, get a Bullfrog hot tub. It's the best well-made hot tub in the world. I'm not joking. It is the best by far, easiest to operate, awesome. And you'll love me for this one because you'll get that kind of relief that I think you're probably desperately seeking at this point from this couple of years. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hi.
By the way, there's an African version of the virus out now, just so you know.
Which new version? Which one?
African.
Oh, the African. Yes, that's even more deadly. It's like 100 gazillion times more deadly. What's that?
I got a question.
Sure.
The inauguration is viral.
Uh-huh.
Why do we have 1,400 National Guards up there?
Oh, we have more than that. You know what? That is the golden question of the hour that everyone's trying to answer. So there's two different narratives going on. One is that things are going to happen at the White House where the troops are needed for the side of the good. The other one is they're using that in the impeachment for optics to try to demonize anyone that would. Well, there's really they can get away with demonizing us because they can say they are needed in the Capitol because we would descend on the Capitol if we could, even though we're not really allowed to. So you're right. They might as well be virtual, too, because that's how.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Well, I got another question.
Okay. Shoot.
This is all virtual.
Yeah.
Could the real Joe Biden please stand up?
Oh, what a great question that is. You know, I wish people would ask that more. Thank you. I love it. Yep. I thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that question makes me think about all the times Kamala slipped and said she was going to be the head of the administration.
Yeah, the Kamala administration.
Maybe they're just going to swear her in and put Joe in a closet.
Maybe. Not that that party would even care at this point. Hi, he's the most unloved candidate that I think the world's ever seen. It's 45 years in his career, I've never seen more disdain and how ridiculous people think of Joe Biden. It's kind of amazing he got the most votes in history. Hi, fraud. Hi, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Milty. Hey, Pee-wee.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Hi.
Yes, it's been like 2 weeks.
Ahead.
Yeah, he is the senile pedophile elect.
Yeah, obviously. The hair-sniffing piece of crap, yes, and there's no way anyone would have even showed up for him. Do you know he got less than 2,000 people in Pennsylvania at his kickoff party? Anyway, go ahead.
You know I'm in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, yeah. That's why I'm like, interesting. Okay, go right ahead.
They threw my vote into the bottom of the bottomless blue that very night.
I think most of you guys in Pennsylvania are thinking that, don't you?
Yes, yeah. But let me exhort you and exalt you. Do not despair. Do not be despondent. We are going to win. We are winning. I'm telling you, I knew this last week. They're peeing their pants.
Okay.
They are. Can you tell I'm excited?
I can.
No.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me Lady Christmas. You did, you know, with those that beautiful music and especially those stories that made me leak a little too much.
Right?
Don't worry.
I love those every Christmas. I look forward to them.
It lifted my spirits. It's the first good Christmas I've had in years.
Aww.
And my spirits have been elevated ever since, and they're not going back down. And I tell you, I will fight. I will fight for my country.
Awesome.
I'm ready to do it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for your positivity. I appreciate that.
Ma'am.
All right.
I've got my Christmas tree out on my porch, and it's lit up with colored lights that hypnotize, and I've got these big red shiny ornaments on it. It is a thing of beauty to behold.
Well, there you go. I love it. Thanks for that. Really appreciate the phone call. That's awesome. You know what? Whatever you got to do to get through this.
I was born in Pennsylvania.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
My dad went to college there, Allegheny. Anyway, I've only driven through. I've never actually stayed there.
Really?
I've only driven through. By the way, you have to take a COVID test to fly. Did you hear the latest?
No.
After January 26th, you have to take a COVID test. Have to have a negative test.
To fly.
And this is domestic, too, from what I hear. And you better have the ability to go get the other test. You better either have that on you, on your person, know that you can get it quick. It's amazing to me. And my hope is that people will start driving again and stop flying. Drain them. Just drain them.
Yeah, put them in
Put them out of business completely. Now the government will obviously use our own money to manufacture dollar bills to give to them to prop them up. But when people are flying empty airlines, I want that optic.
Yeah.
Because that optic they can't fake. And they can't talk you into people. Well, I don't know. At this stage in the game, maybe they could talk you into people being next to you that aren't there. It seems to be the way we're going. By the way, can I mention this? Anthony Patch, I won't play the video right now. I'll play it on Monday, the audio clip from this. But he talked about the fact that they're going after us mentally and that they could, in fact, and he said this 6 years ago, 7 years ago, that they could, in fact, with the shots we're getting, with the things that they have, with because they own the patents to the vaccines, when they can put stuff in these vaccines and not be questioned, and they can call anything a vaccine, that the real goal is to get us to the point where, honestly, we wouldn't know we were being propagandized to. Like, we would get to the point where we would just not have the wherewithal anymore to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I believe that's already true for a lot of people.
The surf class. And keep that in mind, because we have brought to the forefront so much in information about that. And when I say humanity, they're going after humanity. There's a reason they want you desperately to take that shot. And all I keep hearing on the news feeds are, the shot's coming. Aren't you happy? The shot is coming. And all I keep seeing are people uploading clips saying, this is what happened to me when I took it. Please, please don't take it. Please don't take it. Anthony Patch nailed 6-7 years ago the effects of what would be in this shot, and he even called it the coronavirus that they would put out there as some kind of virus that you had to get the shot for. It just makes me so angry. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm out in the Midwest, and I have lots of questions.
Sure.
But in relation to the one question your caller just asked about Biden not being even at the inauguration, how are we going to be able to prove that our new president-elect is present and there? Because they've already pulled an escalade of just tons of different...
Oh, I know. You're right.
And they pulled the wool over our eyes on so many other things. How are we going to know?
You know what? That's you bring up an excellent question, and I'm glad you're asking it. I really am. I'm glad that all the wheels are turning out there, and I know this audience, and I know that you are thinking about these things because you know when you're being fooled. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And then my other question is, so I don't know how much people know about history, but when China Dynasty came down and communism took over, if they go back and they look at that, it was because of the social media that was put in place, along with Hitler as well. He did the same thing. Multiple civilizations have been brought down through their communication systems first. And I would think... Right now, if I understand right, rumor has it FEMA is out in D.C. I don't know if that's true or not. But
I've heard this.
I've had a couple sources I know personally that have said stay away from big cities right now. And in particular, stay away from D.C.
Interesting.
So I just wonder, do you know enough background to inform your audience of what FEMA's role would be if something were to go down where the president brought the military in for some reason?
Yes, and we're actually going to address this in the third hour. So at 5 p.m. Eastern, we'll be addressing that with Joel Skousen, actually.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the great questions, too. We will be addressing that in the third hour. That's why I want to kind of save it for the third hour, because I think that we're going to be going through a lot of disinformation and regular information.
And
but
you
that's
have
one of
to
them.
Do both.
Yes, you do, because I was up at 5:30 this morning, you guys, and I was listening to the tape roll on who was put in place, on Gaynor, on you name it. Okay, I get it, but there's a whole nother side, so we're going to go through both narratives in the last hour. We're going to pick them apart, and we're going to say what actually makes sense. What do you think is actually happening? Because I'm always after the truth, and I know that things can sound great. I know that pieces can be put into place that we can say, well, what about this and this and this? And there are good questions to ask right now, because certain pieces are strange. They're strange. Why are all these troops in D.C. when it's a virtual, whoever they're putting in as president, we don't really know. They could put Lady Gaga in at this point. We wouldn't know. But why has Kamala been so quiet? Why has she still not given up her Senate seat? There's a lot of questions, and I understand that where you're at with this, but we're going to go through piece by piece, and we're going to ask Joel what makes sense and what doesn't. And he has a lot to say about it. His World Affairs Brief came out today. He's got a lot to say, and you're going to want to listen to him because he makes a lot of sense, too. And it might not be the best news you've heard, but I think it's worthy of a conversation. What do you think, Milty? What do you think? Where are you at on all this for next week?
I actually have gotten to the point where I don't think much is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it can be done,
uh-huh.
But I don't think anybody's willing to do what needs to be done.
Yeah, I'm kind of with problem. You on that. And I know that rains on the parade, doesn't it? It's not fun to hear on a Friday. And I don't want Jump Off the Cliff Radio, but at the same time, this is what we're here for, is to go through the information, vet it. What sounds plausible, normal, common sense? What doesn't? This is what we're here for. So those are the things I want to go through. Parler says they're not coming back, and conveniently after they got everybody's information. So everybody on the right that went to Parler, that left Facebook.
Yep. Hmm. They have them all.
I don't trust any venue online. I'm sorry. I don't. And we're going to have to go old school again. We're going to have to go back to old school. Maybe it's fax machines. I'm not quite sure how to share info, but it isn't going to be through social media. We're not going to be able to find a place online that the NSA isn't part of, or that these groups don't control in some way or another, but make it look like, just like they did with Zuckerberg, he doesn't actually own Facebook or start Facebook. He was just the face they put to it. This is what they do with these two, these other search engines and everything else.
So. I like Morse code.
You're going to beep your way communicating? Good. Hey, I think it's a good plan.
It worked for a long
time. It's solid.
Time in this
it's, I have to give you that. It's solid. Yes. I think Pig Latin. I'm going to bring that back. I'm also going to bring back maybe the town crier, because I don't know what else to do at this point. We're going to have to go to smaller groups. And this is what Harold's going to be talking about when we come back. He wrote the book Freedom's Nightmare. And if you want to help him with his book, please do. He's trying to get the second edition or third edition out, but he doesn't have the funding to do it. His book spells out so many great things that are lessons for us as he escaped East Germany at a volatile time. Anyway, I'm going to be right back with Harold. Hang out with us. Joel Skousen in the last hour. Uncle Milty in the house. Anyways, we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for the podcast.